Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 15 minutes heat obviously coming to an end sometime soon as the regular season ended a couple of nights ago. Playoffs begin tomorrow. Got a lot of action on TNT, of course, over the weekend. Exclusive home to more NBA playoff games than any network. Got a triple header on Sunday. David Aldridge, NBA on TNT, joins us in the Orion Fuel and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenience. David, good morning. We appreciate you joining us here. And really a unique and unusual season for us down here in Miami, where we're used to being playoffs or bust. You know, you got to be a contender with the Miami Heat. Pat Riley doesn't like the lottery, doesn't do young. But this team was extremely likable to us down here. And a lot of people feel like this team could have done some damage if they wound up making the postseason. Do you think they could have done some damage if they had, in fact, qualified?
I think they would have been a real tough out. You know, they play as Heat teams always do. I mean, they played very hard, but they also, you know, really were able to make shots for long stretches, and that was something I think that surprised a lot of people nationally. It certainly surprised me that the group that was down there would be capable of scoring the way that they did. But, you know, Richardson and James Johnson and some of the other guys down there, Dragic had a great year for them. And Whiteside certainly looked like he was comfortable stepping out and shooting from 15 feet on in and as well as posting up. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think they could have, they would have been a tough out because their combination of being able to score and play make with also being a very solid and very good defensive team would make them difficult. And it's unfortunate because I think a lot of people looked at the bottom of the East, and certainly you saw Indiana struggling for long stretches of the year and Chicago struggling for long stretches of the year and not really playing all that well. And Miami, although they, you know, obviously had a terrible first half of the season, they were one of the better teams in the league the second half and just wound up a game short.
So what do you do if you're Miami then, David, if you're Pat Riley? Because this Heat team, while we think they could, you know, a full season of healthy guys next year, I mean, this could be a team that wins 50 games if they went 30-11 in one half of the season. I mean, that trends toward a 60-win season, but that's a lot of wins. If this could be a top four or top five team in the Eastern Conference, what do you do in the offseason when you got guys like Dion Waiters, like James Johnson, who are free agents? I mean, do you spend your salary cap space and bring back those guys? What do you do?
Well, you know, unfortunately for them, the first thing they have to do is figure out how they're going to resolve the situation with Bosch. I mean, that's still there. It's still an issue. And it's got to get resolved. And I don't know how it gets resolved. I don't have a solution to that this morning. it's a very difficult solution. But if they were able to get his salary off of their cap, they really would be in a position to be very aggressive in free agency. And they could not only re-sign, you know, one or two of those guys that you mentioned, but they could go out and really be aggressive about going after a major free agent. I still think this team needs another significant free agent to come down there. I mean, I don't think the team is currently constituted is a team that is going to be a championship contending team. I think they could be a good team, but I don't know that they can be a great team. So I think that they would definitely need somebody in free agency, one of the top free agents, to come down there or be able to facilitate a trade one way or the other to get a impact free agent to come down there. Now, I think that they can always do that because guys like Miami, as you know. So yeah, they're always a player in free agency. They'll always be able to attract guys. So you do that, you add another player in the draft, you get Winslow back, you re-sign either Johnson. I think they'd re-sign Waiters first, but maybe Johnson, because he had a great year. I mean, he had a terrific year. And you're back in business.
With the loss of Winslow that we had this year throughout the season and the lack of development that we started seeing at the beginning of the year in comparison to last year, does that deter them from looking for that younger big draft pick and really focusing a little bit more on what's in the street and available currently in the NBA, especially with the durability issues of the younger guys?
No, I don't think so. Look, young guys often get hurt early in their careers. You're going from playing in college to playing against grown men in a season that's twice as long. That's not uncommon. You look at guys like Steph Curry and Bradley Beal and people like that that had terrible luck with injuries early in their careers. And once they got healthy, they were pretty good, right? So, I mean, I wouldn't give up on Winslow because he's had a couple of bad injuries. He's young. I think he's still probably physically growing, so you can't give up on him. I think he's got a lot of talent. He's got a chance to be really good, so I wouldn't give up on him.
We got David Aldridge here, NBA on TNT, and again, TNT exclusive home to more NBA playoff games than any network. They got a triple header on Sunday. I'm assuming you got a bunch of votes for the NBA awards this year. Where you got Eric Spoelstra?
I think I voted him. I'm trying to remember exactly where he was. I think he was second. I put him second behind Mike D'Antoni and ahead of Greg Popovich, so that's pretty good company. Obviously, I thought Eric did a remarkable job from 11-30, and out on their feet to where they finished up was just amazing. Walked the walk when it came to all of his coach speak that you guys are very familiar with that can descend into cliche, but he really did do it this year. I mean, they really did kind of stick to their habits and how they do things down there, and he really did a great job coaching that team up. And because they did not have talent that you would identify readily as kind of top NBA talent this year, and still won 40 games, and that's a remarkable achievement. But I gave it to D'Antoni for a couple of reasons. Number one, he gave Harden the ball from minute one, said, it's your show. Don't worry about coming off screen and things like that. We're going to put the ball in your hands. And number two, I thought Mike really kind of also walked the walk. He's a guy that is kind of, synonymous with the modern era of NBA basketball, but, he really didn't even go all in when he was in Phoenix. I mean, they still kind of posted up a lot and did a lot of more traditional things. But this year, he just said, shoot threes, just shoot. Don't worry about how it looks. If you shoot 60 threes in a game, I'm fine with that. And it worked. And so you have to give him credit for taking the shot and for it working. And so he gets beat. That's why he got my vote.
If the Heat had made the playoffs, would your vote have been different? Would Spo have been first by any chance? Because obviously D'Antoni did it with a lot better talent.
Well, he did, but it still has to work. I mean, it's a misnomer that coaching talent is easy. It's actually a lot harder in a lot of ways. So, no, probably not. I mean, I think Eric did a great job, but again, they were fighting for the eighth playoff spot. They weren't fighting for the first or second or third playoff spot, which Houston was really most of the season. So, I mean, if you look at the entire, I think you'd have to say D'Antoni's team did better, and so I would give him the vote for that reason.
Good job, David. Again, you can catch David, NBA on TNT, TNT exclusive home of the NBA playoffs triple header on Sunday. Thanks a lot, David.
Guys, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
That's David Aldridge right there, one of the best NBA reporters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.